7 o'clock in San Francisco and the West Coast. 91.7 KALW San Francisco, your local public radio, now presents Minds Over Matter. Dana Rodriguez, Jerry Nachman, and Pauline Teichman will match wits with listeners on the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Our telephone number is 415-841-4134 with your answers and questions tonight on Minds Over Matter.
Ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
Ladies and gentlemen, your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
You know, I think Jerry Nachman and Jerry Garcia are frequently mistaken for each other.
The only difference is I don't have a park named after me.
Oh.
But they're working on it, I think.
It's only a matter of time, I'm sure.
Pocket park, probably. Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to Minds Over Matter. We hope you had a lovely weekend. It was beautiful out there today. And we hope you can spend an hour of your time with us because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we are welcoming your participation. That's very, very important. Our lines are open right now. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So that number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Some lucky person will be beating the call from Union City, which will be coming in as we speak. So, again, our lines are open at 415-841-4134. I do want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. That's mindsovermatter, one word, at yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear our show online, you're certainly welcome to do that anywhere in the world as we know it, simply by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And we've had a little trouble with some of the podcasts lately, but, we'll try to put them up as fast as we can. So the podcast you can find after the show, along with some of our older shows, classic older shows, at kalw.org. That's kalw.org. .org. If you have any trouble with that, please feel free to send me an email and I'll pass that along. That's mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. So, that all being said, we're going to start with a round of introductions and a round of questions. And here's the first. I'm actually reading his handwriting and not his beautiful typing. Jerry Nachman has been saving daylight for decades but remains as much in the dark as ever.
Thank you, and thank you for the laugh. Well, Pauline Teichman has lost the spring in her step, having used it to spring forward an hour.
Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, thought the end was near when he awoke at 6 a.m. to a bright light in his eyes. He was glad it was daylight savings and not the Grim Reaper.
All right. And now that we've beaten that into the ground, let's go to Jerry Nachman.
Exactly. Okay, who is the only person to win an Oscar, a Tony, and an Emmy in 1 year?
How about Whoopi Goldberg?
No.
Okay.
It's either going to be Bob Fosse or Liza Minnelli.
Bob Fosse, very good.
All right.
Do you know what for?
Did he do the Liza with an M?
Liza with a Z.
Liza with a Z, sorry. Yeah, okay.
Minnelli with an M.
All right.
Yeah, that was the Emmy. That was the Emmy, right.
And then, was it Cabaret?
For the Oscar. Very good. 2 out of 3.
And,
you get a second bill if you get the third.
What's the third one?
Tony.
Chorus Line?
No.
Pippin!
Oh,
all right.
Wow. All
excellent.
Three.
So what year would that have been?
Ooh, boy.
About 64?
Oh, no, after that. Probably like 70, maybe. Oh, okay. 68, 69, 70.
Excellent, excellent.
All right. All right, give us another question.
Okay. Well, here's another showbiz question. What was... No, I want to see it. Yeah, okay. Never mind.
Think these things out before.
Let's start all over again.
Here we go.
The song Moonlight in Vermont. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Has one very rare distinguishing characteristic. What is it?
Huh. Moonlight in Vermont. About the song itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
So something about the tempo or something like that? Or
it's the... about the construction of the song, mm-hmm. Yes.
Does it have no verse?
No.
Or no bridge?
No.
Okay.
That's both.
Okay. But it's in the construction.
There's actually a secondary characteristic, but that's harder, so I'll give it to you when I give it to you.
All right.
If you get the answer.
Why don't you read that once more?
Okay. The song Moonlight in Vermont has one very rare distinguishing characteristic. What is it?
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
You're from Union City.
Hello.
Got a couple questions.
All right.
My first one is, what auto manufacturer made nuclear missiles?
What auto manufacturer made nuclear missiles?
Like Volkswagen or something?
No.
No, it'd be American, I'm sure.
Chrysler. Yeah. Chrysler.
Right. You know what the name of the missile was?
I have no idea.
It was the Red Stone.
Oh, okay.
The what?
Yeah, the Red Stone.
The Red Stone.
Oh. Okay.
My second question. Which actors who were then husband and wife appeared on episodes of The Twilight Zone during its first season?
Read that again slowly, please.
Which actors who were then husband and wife appeared on episodes of The Twilight Zone during its first season?
Of the what?
Twilight Zone.
Oh, okay. Husband and wife?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, not in the same episode. Just separate episodes.
Okay.
Huh.
Oh, gosh, that's hard.
Can you give us any sort of hint about that?
Well, he did it before that. They appeared in the Mystery Series prior to that.
How about Dick Powell and June Allison?
No.
How about Howard Duff and Ida Lupino?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, Howard Duff appeared in an episode called The War of Difference, and Ida Lupino appeared in the 60th Year Shrine. Ida Lupino also has the distinction of being the only actor of both the person that acted and directed an episode of Twilight Zone.
I had the opportunity to go to her house and meet her years ago.
Wow.
Ida Lupino, yes. She was quite charming, very nice.
And very talented.
And Ida Lupino, though, did you know that she had a severe case of diphtheria? And all throughout her life, she had to wear a wig.
Wow. Oh, I didn't know that.
She had a severe case of what?
She lost most of her hair.
Oh, alopecia.
Alopecia.
Oh,
I didn't know.
It's like Johnny Rockefeller.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. All right, thanks.
Yeah.
Did not hear that.
And I should have asked her. Take it off. Pauline, it's your turn.
Okay. Name this canine star of silent movies who paved the way for Rin Tin Tin.
It was an animal.
Strongheart.
That's it.
Is that a German Shepherd?
Otherwise known as Etzel von Oehringen.
Was that a German?
I think so. I think so.
Yeah, he was a police German Shepherd dog.
Strongheart. Yes. All right, give us another question.
Okay. Mitzi, Little Bit, and Mr. Gipper shared this role, also an animal role.
Mitzi, Little Gipper?
Little Bit and Mr. Gipper.
Little Bit. Shared this animal. What do you mean?
In other words, all three played the same part. They were used at different times. I think Mitzi was used more for close-ups, whereas Little Bit and Mr. Gipper were used more for stunt work.
Wait, this is like a question we had before. Are those the real names of the animals?
Yes.
Well, how would we know?
Well, it's a famous role, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Right? Is this a one-shot role? Like
no.
It's, okay.
Asta.
No. That's a...
Okay.
I happened to be watching it the other day, and that's
what's the dog? That's the dog with the ring around his eye and the little ruffles.
Oh, you mean in the? Yeah, I know. Is it
Peanut?
Our gang?
No, that one's that's Rascals, but that's a dog with a P. But this is not a dog.
That's
I'll
Petey,
tell you that much.
Petey.
It's not a dog.
It's not a dog. It's an animal, but it's not a dog.
Oh.
So I'm helping
little
you
bit.
Here.
Give me the names again. Little Bit.
Little Bit, Mitzi, and Mr. Gipper. I'm sure somebody in the audience knows.
Well,
should leave it out.
But these are movies, right?
There was TV show for sure, but it seems to me there were some
like Francis the Talking Mule or something, isn't it?
Like that.
Or Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed.
No.
All right. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller?
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Oh. They told me there were two people in front of me.
Well, we knew it was you. We pushed you up.
Okay, my second question.
Yes.
What do these three people have in common? Governor Jerry Brown, former Secretary of Defense Caspar Weinberger, and our moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
They all had a show on KALW.
Close.
Okay.
Jerry Brown.
Cap Weinberger had a show on KQED.
He did.
What
yeah.
about the original station?
KGO.
KGO, yeah.
What was your original station?
Well,
show's original station.
This show's original station was KPFA. Did they all have shows? Oh, I guess they did all shows on KPFA. Oh, all right.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Very good.
I think this is
okay, and to clear up something from last week.
I get this, Will.
Good job.
Washington's birthday is the correct name for the federal holiday.
Oh.
More people are obviously conversant with popular culture than they are with federal law. But by federal law, it's called Washington's birthday.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Why is it known as President's Day everywhere else, everywhere?
Because other people had the choice. They wanted to honor Lincoln and whatever.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And
no, I know why they did it, but why do they not call on calendars? They call it President's Day, and you say it's officially Washington's birthday.
I've seen it listed as Washington's
have
birthday
you?
Too.
I never
yeah.
have.
I've
I
seen
have.
Both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, how it is on calendars, but if you do a web search for federal holidays, they'll show Washington's birthday with an asterisk explaining that everybody else calls it President's Day with the apostrophe moving all over the place.
All right, right.
Well, but it is Washington's birthday.
Well, thank you for that.
Okay, here's another question.
All right.
If they'd had birth certificates when Washington was born, what would his the date of his birth?
You mean you want the day and the month and the year?
Yeah.
February 22nd.
Oh, let's see. No, he wasn't born on February 22nd, I don't think.
Why did they call it Washington's birthday?
Oh, I don't know why they decided that.
Let's get this thing clear. It is Washington's birthday.
I want to say he was about, let's see, he was about 67, 68 when he died. In 1796.
So count backwards.
Yeah.
I'll give you the year. It was 1732.
Oh, I was also.
So he was not born on February 22nd. That's just made up?
No. His birthday would have been listed February 11th because he was born under the...
Oh, the old calendar.
The Julian calendar.
Right.
Oh, different calendar.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
There we go.
Okay, thanks.
That's enough of Washington's birthday, I think.
Bye-bye.
For 1 year.
All right. I'll give you a couple questions here. Who is the only American writer to have written a book, which is in every Dewey Decimal System category? In other words, he's written that many books... This American writer. You can find one of his books in every Dewey Decimal System category.
Isaac Asimov.
You're right.
Very good.
I know he's written hundreds of books.
Yeah, yeah.
Every
one. Yeah, supposedly.
Wow, that's
interesting.
Great.
Surprising.
That's very good. Yeah.
Right. Okay. There are 10 parts of the body that are three letters. Those names
like
are...
Like leg and arm?
Yes.
Ear,
what
eye.
I want you to do is put them in alphabetic order for me.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Arm.
All right. Now, I don't want you to shoot things out. I want you to make a list, and then there are 10 three-letter names for parts of the body. I want you to put them in alphabetic order. Okay? Just work on that. And I'll give you one other question. What is the only everyday consumable item that Disneyland refuses to sell? What is the everyday consumable item that Disneyland refuses to sell?
Condoms.
Well, no. This is this is more in the food kind of category.
Okay.
Yeah. Although there are edible condoms, I'm sure. What is the everyday sort of consumable food related thing that Disneyland refuses to sell?
Can you tell why, or is there?
There's a very logical reason. I mean, it's.
Oh. Hmm. Is it made by? Well, what would be a competitor?
No, it has nothing to do who it's made by. Nothing to do with that. It's about
not,
the item itself.
Not Knott's Berry Farm jelly. They're competing.
No, it's just about.
Okay.
Excuse me, okay. Just about the item itself.
Okay, okay.
So what is the everyday food-related consumable item that Disneyland refuses to sell? And there are 10 three-letter parts, there are 10 three-letter named parts of the body. I want you to put them in all in alphabetical order for me.
I've got six.
Okay. I have five.
Well, you got only 50%. That's not good. Unless you're a baseball player. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter. Hi.
Hi. There are two states that have at least a portion of which do not recognize the change in time for, you know, daylight.
Arizona. we say en masse.
And
Hawaii?
No.
These are the lower 48, right?
Correct.
Okay. And is Indiana the other one?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. They say that every single year when it switched over, it always comes up.
Right. And there was keeping on the dog theme, there was a dog that traveled into space for the Russians.
Oh, yeah.
No,
I'm trying to remember
return.
His name.
What was its name?
Something like Leipka or...
Leica.
Leica, yeah.
That's
Leica.
Correct.
Like the camera. Yeah.
Right.
Except spelled differently.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. Excuse me, 7 p.m. Our panel tonight is author Jerry Nachman from Berkeley. Is it the French American School?
Yes.
Okay, French American School, teacher there. Pauline Teichman, and I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, it's Michael from El Cerrito.
Hi.
Let's see. I'm guessing that the consumable or somewhat consumable item that doesn't sell at Disneyland is chewing gum.
You're absolutely right. Yes,
okay.
They do not want chewing gum stuck everywhere and people stepping on it. Yes, very good.
Good for them.
Now, Jerry's question, the distinctive feature of the song Moonlight in Vermont is that it doesn't have rhyming lines.
Very good. Exactly right.
I had it. I should have said it.
Yes.
Plus, did you know this? I found out when I was verifying it today.
Oh, yes. The people who wrote it weren't from Vermont, and I think something is betrayed in there. I think the trees they refer to.
No, the guy. There are not that many sycamore trees in Vermont. But that's not the other distinguishing characteristic is that the verses are except for the bridge are all haiku.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, interesting. But that's very good for getting that.
Oh, well, thank you. Do I get a bell or did I miss
it?
You got one.
You got one already. I'll give you another one.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. And if you'd like to join us here, the number is area code 415-841-4134. That's his Minds Over Matter with a question or answer, 415-841-4134. Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to name you. I want you to name the characters on Saturday Night Live, not the actors.
I'm not going to know this.
Yes, you will. Name the characters on Saturday Night Live, not the actors, who uttered these catchphrases. I'll give you about six or seven.
All right.
Okay, wait till I read them all. Never mind. I really must say. We are two wild and crazy guys.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the ticket. And could be Satan.
Okay.
Okay, again, never mind. I really must say we are two wild and crazy guys. Yeah, that's the ticket and could be Satan. I want the characters who uttered those.
Never mind is Emily Letella.
Played by?
Gilda Radner.
Right.
I must say that's Ed Grimley.
Right.
Played by Martin Short.
Right, very good.
Wild and crazy, that's Steve Martin and Dan Aykroyd playing the Fest Drunk Brothers.
Very good. I didn't know their names, Fest Drunk Brothers. Yes.
And that's the ticket. I think that's John Lovitz.
That's right.
Playing the...
I didn't know he had a name.
I think was that the liar?
Yeah, the pathological
liar.
But he had a name.
Oh, Tommy Flanagan.
Tommy Flanagan.
He always said Flanagan.
Oh, Flanagan. Oh, he did. Okay.
Yeah.
And the last one could be Satan.
Oh, that's Dana Carvey as the church lady.
Oh.
Exactly right. 100%. Very good,
wow.
Dana. Okay.
All right. Give us another question.
All right. You might have asked this. What two U.S. state capitals are named for people who were executed?
I think I did ask that.
Okay, well, then I'll forget that. It's Raleigh and St. Paul. Okay, who are these people?
Excuse me.
Alice, two out of three are... two out of four were in the news lately.
Oh.
Okay. Alice Hers hyphen Summer, S-O-M-M-E-R. Maria Kuchera, K-U-T-S-C-H-E-R-A. Carlos Danger.
Huh.
Oh.
And Stephanie Germanotti. Germanotti. Who are those people?
Okay, Stephanie Germanotti is Lady Gaga.
Right.
Carlos Danger, I know that one.
Dana?
I'll leave that out. I know who that is.
Yeah, I figured you would know that one.
It was just in the news.
Well, actually, it's been in the news for a while. Alice Summer is
the oldest
Holocaust survivor.
That's right.
She was at Tereschenstadt, a concert pianist.
Right, and she died at 110.
Right.
Very good. So I'm looking for Maria Kuchera. However you say it, K-U-T-S-C-H-E-R-A, and Carlos Danger, which Dana's recusing himself.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Oh, hi. This is Barbara from San Francisco. How are you all?
Good, thank you.
Good. I would like you to identify an unseen actor who is in Polanski's Rosemary's Baby.
The unseen actor?
A famous unseen actor who happens to have been in Polanski's Rosemary's Baby.
This is a
you
great...
mean you just heard his voice?
Correct.
This is a great fact, and I've never used it for a question, but I guess it's going to be used up now. It's Tony Curtis.
You're correct.
She's talking on the phone to her doctor, Mia Farrow,
yes.
Tony Curtis is the one whose voice you hear, who's playing the doctor.
That's great.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's great trivia.
Yeah.
You have to listen carefully.
You do. I mean, you would not think it was Tony Curtis if you didn't know he was doing the voice.
God, they would bring
pay
somebody
Dana.
To do that. Anybody's voice would do.
I don't know why you did that. I think he talked about it, but I don't remember his reason behind it. They just asked him, I think, and he said yes. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Excellent. I've only got six of the body parts.
I've got seven.
I've got three.
All right, keep working on it.
Okay.
Eight in order.
And put them in alphabetical order.
Well, I'll listen for those.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right, you bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Pauline, why don't you go ahead?
Okay, I'm going to give you the names of some music videos. Name the stars who got their start in them. So, Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark, Trisha Yearwood's Walk Away Joe, Aerosmith's Crying, Pink's Trouble, and Alanis Morissette's Walk Away, and Paula Abdul's Forever Your Girl.
Forget about me. I'm working on the body parts.
The only one I know right off the top of my head is Courtney Cox.
Yes.
She's in Dancing in the Dark.
Exactly. That's good. That's good, Bill.
Excuse me. Sorry about my cough. And let's go. Oh, actually, why don't you repeat those for me?
So I'm looking for the actors who got their start in these music videos. So Trisha Yearwood's Walk Away Joe, Aerosmith's Crying, Pink's Trouble, Alanis Morissette's Walk Away, and Paula Abdul's Forever Your Girl.
Paula Abdul. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Okay. I have five descriptions of title characters of Shakespeare's plays.
Oh.
Taken from those plays. The first two are very easy, the others not so much. Are you ready?
Start with the easy ones.
The first one.
All right.
Take him and cut him out in little stars, and he will make the face of heaven so fine that all the world will be in love with night.
Oh,
that's set of Romeo. Right?
That's what.
Correct.
Robert Kennedy used that after his brother died.
Yeah, after Bobby Kennedy.
Number two.
I mean, Robert Kennedy.
Right.
Yeah. Number two. A man more sinned against than sinning.
Oh, I know that.
That's Othello.
No. It's good, but it sounds like it, but it's not.
No, okay.
The first one was
Romeo.
Romeo, okay. And, all right, Sinned Against and Sinning.
It's like, I'm thinking either Macbeth or Hamlet. It's one of those two.
No.
No? I know that line.
It's not Shylock, is it?
No.
No.
Good guess.
Very good guess.
Did you? You didn't necessarily say these were title characters, though, did you?
They're all title.
They're all title. Okay, I'm sorry.
We're sinned against it, so it's not.
Go ahead to the next one.
The next one. When I tell him he hates flatterers, he says he does, being then most flattered.
The King Lear?
No.
That would make sense, though.
Would King Lear be the answer to the sin, more sinned against?
You are right.
Mm. Yeah. Very good. okay, give us one more.
The breaking of so great a thing should make a greater crack.
These are great questions. So great a thing.
They're talking about the death of the character.
Is this a historical play?
It is. And let me give you the last one.
All right.
He is their god. He leads them like a thing made by some other deity than nature.
Is Henry V?
No. Good guess again.
All right, repeat the ones that we haven't answered.
When I tell him that he hates flatterers, he says he does, being then most flattered. And the breaking of so great a thing should make a greater crack. And he is their god. He leads them like a thing made by some other deity than nature. That's man better.
I'd have to keep guessing, and I'd probably just happen on it by mistake.
You want to put them out there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
All right, you want us to put you on? Okay, we'll put you on hold, and we'll give the answers to our board up.
Yes, let me do that.
All right, thank you. In the meantime, let's see. I think it's my turn anyway. Okay. All right. I'm going to give you 5 actors who played the husband of an actress who won the Academy Award for that role. Okay? These are 5 actors who played the husband on screen of an actress who won the Academy Award in that role.
But they didn't.
They did not.
Okay.
Oh, some of them might have been nominated.
Okay.
But, okay, once more, these are 5 actors who played the husband of an Academy Award-winning actress who won the Academy Award for that role. So, okay. Here we go. Number 1, Bing Crosby. Number 2, David Wayne. Number 3, Richard Burton. Number 4, Bruce Dern. Number 5, Cary Grant. Let me repeat them, and I'll give you each one guess. So again, these are 5 actors who won or who played the husband of an actress who won the Academy Award in that role. Number 1, Bing Crosby. Number 2, David Wayne. Number 3, Richard Burton. Number 4, Bruce Dern. Number 5, Cary Grant. I'll give you each one guess.
Crosby is Grace Kelly.
Right. In?
Country Girl.
That's right. Good job. Pauline?
I have no clue.
All right. So there we go. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Zed. How are you?
Good.
So I want you to name the 5 countries that have most people in prison per capita, or per 100,000, let's say. So 5 of them. Which would be the biggest one?
China.
No.
Russia.
By far, no. By far, not. Which is the biggest one, huh?
Egypt.
No.
By far. The United States. The United States.
Yes, the United States. 730 per capita.
Yeah.
I mean, per 100,000, I'm sorry.
Way too many.
Way too many. And 51% is drug offenses. Okay. What is the second one? 595 per 100,000. in this prize?
I don't know. United Kingdom.
Okay, I'll tell you the answer because, yeah, Rwanda, believe it or not, right after the United States.
Wow.
Third one, Russia,
529. Okay, so I had that.
Fourth one, Ukraine, 347 per 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth one, Iran. It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. Okay, my second question is really interesting question. Okay, so what the 12th tribe of Israel, all named after Jacob's son, except one. It is named after not one of his sons, but a man with an Egyptian mother. Do you know which tribe it is?
Oh, okay, so the man with the Egyptian mother would be... Okay, hold on. I should be able to piece that together, because...
All right. Our Old Testament expert, Pauline Teichman.
Can I give you a hint?
Yes, give us a hint. It's all right.
You want to wait? I will wait. You want me to give you a hint or wait?
Give me a hint. Give me a hint.
I'll give you a hint. Okay. You notice Joseph is not at all mentioned as one of the tribe.
Right.
Yeah, so that's the hint. And also, the name actually have the story of Joseph in it. The name of the tribe has the story of Joseph. It is word is that means the same in Arabic and Hebrew. That's the name of the tribe. Because I have one question for your audience, which, what is the strongest muscle in the body? What is the strongest muscle in the body? That's for your audience. I'd like to give you the answer. It is Manasseh. Manasseh was Joseph's son.
Right.
And Manasseh, in Arabic, as well as Hebrew, it means who forget or who forgive.
Can I guess the strongest organ in the body?
Muscle.
The strongest body in the muscle. So
tongue.
You're right.
I had it, too. Said it at the same time.
Thank you, guys.
All right,
okay,
thanks.
Remember Manasseh.
Okay.
Okay, he will forget. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And
ask Miley Cyrus about that one.
Let's see. Okay, we're almost halfway through, or a little past halfway through, so let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Jerry?
I'm looking for the identity of these people recently in the news. Maria Kuchera, K-U-T-S-C-H-E-R-A. Carlos Danger, who's not just recently in the news, but has been in the news sort of steadily for the last year or two. Maria Kuchera and Carlos Danger. And I think that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm looking for the animal star who was played by three people sharing the role, Mitzi Littlebit and Mr. Not people, three animals sharing the role, Mitzi Littlebit and Mr. Gipper. And I want to know which stars got their start in these music videos. So in Trisha Yearwood's Walk Away Joe, in Aerosmith's Crying, in Pink's Trouble, in Alanis Morissette's Walk Away, and in Paula Abdul's Forever Your Girl.
All right. And there are 10 parts of the body that have three-letter names. There are 10 parts of the body that have three-letter names. I want you to put them all in alphabetical order for me.
I've got nine. Can I give
you've
you
got nine
no.
now?
No, you have to get 10.
Man.
There are 10 parts of the body that have three-letter names. Put them in alphabetical order for me. And I gave you, there are four now. I'll give you the four actors who played the husband of a actress who won the Academy Award in that role. So the ones we have left are David Wayne, Richard Burton, Bruce Dern, and Cary Grant. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there. This is Paula. I have a few guesses and an update.
Okay.
Is the animal the dog who played Asta?
No, we've determined it's not a dog. That's a good guess, but...
Okay. The other guess is Richard Burton, the husband of Elizabeth Taylor, and Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
You're right.
All right. Now, here's the update. Guess what? You got the wrong information about Indiana and daylight savings time.
Uh-oh.
The entire state does now celebrate.
Oh.
So, hooray, it's daylight savings time. They do, in fact, follow daylight savings time, but the one thing that is not solid in Indiana is, are they central time or mountain time or eastern or something? There's a couple of counties that are not the same time zone as the rest of the state.
Well, thank you for that.
You got it. Have a great night.
All right, you too. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. The number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, this is Minds Over Matter at 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Joe in San Francisco. I've got your body parts, but I actually came up with 11 of them.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm open to interpretation.
They have to be in alphabetical order, he said.
Yes, they have to be in alphabetical order.
I have them alphabetized.
All right, go ahead.
Arm, ear, eye, gum, gut, hip, jaw, leg, lip, rib, and toe.
Yeah,
gut
does
not
have
count.
Gut. I didn't have gut.
That's a slang term for stomach.
Yeah, so I'll give you complete credit for everything else, but yeah, gut was not on the list.
Did he say lip?
Wait, yes.
Yeah, he did.
One,
he did.
Two, three, four, five, six.
And I also know who Carlos Danger is, but it seems so easy, I don't know if I should...
Go ahead.
That was Anthony Weiner.
That's right.
That was his Twitter name.
Of course.
Right. Very good. Okay.
Good job on the body parts. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
Dana,
how about lap?
No.
No,
how about
because
fat?
No.
Lap is only a part once you sit down.
I know.
Arm, ear, eye, gum, hip, jaw, leg, lip, rib, toe.
So you got one more.
No, that's 10.
No, that's 10.
Well, I thought you didn't count gut.
No, I didn't count
gut.
Yeah,
but gum. But gum, yes.
Gum. Gum, not gut.
Yeah, I've got gum, too.
Okay.
Read them once more. I'm sorry, because I thought I had them all.
Arm, ear, eye, gum, hip, jaw, leg, lip, rib, toe.
Rib, that's what I didn't have.
Yeah, right.
Very good. Okay. All right.
And, all right. Good job. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, it is you.
Yeah, this is David Oakland.
Go ahead.
I just got X'd out on the 10 body.
Oh, I'm sorry. I give you credit anyway.
No problem. Actually, the funny thing was your question earlier about Disneyland. I had 9 of them. When I answered gum, the tenth body part left in his gum.
Oh, good. I'm glad that helped.
Like when I was admitting. But I have a question for you all.
All right.
So there's only one state that has sports teams in all of the major sports, but none of the teams are named for a city within the state.
Ooh.
Say that again, please.
Okay, there's one state that has sports teams in every major sport, but like, you know, like it's the Seattle.
Is that four sports you're talking about?
In all four sports.
So yeah. Baseball, football, hockey, and basketball.
Correct.
And baseball.
None of them are named for a city within the state.
Wow.
Interesting. Okay. All right.
Can eliminate a bunch right away, but.
Right, exactly.
You mean they don't say like. Even if they were called, say, the Blue Jays, they don't call them the Toronto Blue Jays. They don't call them the whatever city blank.
Well, they're named for something. They're named for the state itself. I'll take that.
Okay.
None of them are named for a city within the state. They're all named for the state.
All right. Huh. Well, hockey's the wild card because there are a lot of major cities that don't have.
Well, if you get the other three, actually, I'll even tell you, there's only one state that the major three sports are all named for the state and not for a city within the state.
Mm.
Not New York.
No.
Minneapolis?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Minnesota, yeah.
Oh,
they're all named Minnesota Twins, Minnesota Wild, and Minnesota Fire.
I got a sports
good,
question.
Very good.
I know, imagine.
How'd you get that?
I don't know. All right. I guess.
There you go. Okay.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hey, Thomas.
I'm traveling back in my mind, and I'm thinking that David Wayne was Joanne Woodward's husband?
That's right, in the Three Phases of Eve. Very good.
Oh, my gosh.
Good job.
I have a question.
Yes.
I remember there was somebody that called one time, and they were saying what two actors won the Oscars and had the last surname that was the same.
You mean, that's right. This is maybe a month ago.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I thought it was a great question, and it was Hoffman. But basically, there's also two actors that are supporting actors that have the same last name.
Oh.
Oof.
43 and 98.
What does that mean?
Those are the years?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, 43. 43. So
Who are the supporting actors?
The main actors were like Jennifer Jones and Paul Lucas.
Right.
And
Charles Coburn won the supporting actor.
And so the other Coburn is...
James Coburn.
Yeah. There you go.
Right.
Okay. Now, did I get the other two actors, or should I leave them out for someone else?
Oh, go ahead. It's fine.
So, Bruce Dern was Jane Fonda's husband.
Right.
Coming home,
right.
And Cary Grant was Joan Fontaine's husband.
Right.
In Suspicion.
Yeah, I recently read that he had... he said he wished they'd kept the original ending where he actually killed Joan Fontaine because he didn't like her very much.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, as a person, huh?
As he had to work with. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I love hearing that stuff.
Yeah, we all do, yeah.
So, all right, thanks, Thomas.
She always seems like such a shy, retiring flower. So,
apparently she was very difficult, at least the first part of her career. Yeah. And, Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to give you the names of the first chapters of four novels.
Okay.
Well, no, not the first lines, the first title of the first chapters.
Oh.
And you tell me what they are.
Okay.
The Master of the Universe. Second is Jonathan Harker's Journal.
Okay.
The third is The Old Pynchon Family.
Okay.
And the last one is January, An Exceptionally Bad Start.
Okay. Is the second one the John whatever Gulliver's Travels?
Jonathan Harker's Journal?
Uh-huh.
No, that's a good guess, but it sounds like it.
The Jonathan Harker's Journal, that's Dracula.
Oh. Right.
Very good. Who's Jonathan Harker?
He's the clerk, or Clark, that goes to visit Dracula in his castle with real estate deal.
Never read it. Okay. So we're looking for The Master of the Universe, The Old Pynchon Family, and January, An Exceptionally Bad Start.
The Old Pynchon Family. I almost want to say Dickens, but then there's a... It also sounds like the Fourth Side Saga.
Right, exactly.
Is it?
Just, no, neither one.
Old Pynchon. Is it Dickens?
No.
What's the last one again? January?
An Exceptionally Bad Start.
Bad Start.
I would think you might know that one.
Not Louisa May Alcott.
No.
It is kind of a young person's book, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Not a child.
No, like a Little Women kind of thing.
Well, that's more children's book.
That's a children's
woman.
Kind of teenager.
Really.
Yeah,
teenager.
Little Women's definitely a children's book.
The person is older that...
And I've read this, I know, because it sounds very familiar.
Okay.
They all do.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi, this is Greg in Alameda.
Oh.
So I have one contribution. Pauline, the young actress in Aerosmith's crying video is Alicia Silverstone.
That's true. I had an actor who really got a start also in that video.
Oh, okay. I just remember the girl.
We'll do the clear word anyway.
I remember her too, yes.
Alicia Silverstone?
Yeah, I like her.
I'm surprised you would be watching Aerosmith.
No, I like her in movies. I don't like it. I never saw a video in my life. Right. Music video in my life.
Well, thank you, Greg.
Why would I?
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there. It's Brian Malcolm from San Francisco.
Hi, Brian.
Hi there. The person right before the gentleman that was just talking gave my two guesses away. It was Bruce Dern and Jane Fonda and Cary Grant and Joan Fontaine, and I love the story about Joan Fontaine and the way she killed her. But there was a correction I wanted to make, and that was in Rosemary's Baby, Tony Curtis was not playing a doctor she was talking to. He was playing
an
actor who John Cassavetes put a spell on and made him blind so that he could get that role on.
That
makes more sense.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, so I just thought I'd mention that.
All right.
Isn't it Dr. Ralph Bellamy?
Well, she goes to two different doctors. One is Charles Grodin.
One is Bellamy.
She goes
isn't?
To Charles Grodin and Ralph Bellamy.
And Ralph Bellamy.
But great movie.
She called the actor because she felt sorry for him and wanted to see if anything changed.
Very good. Good correction.
Thank you for that.
Sure.
Yeah.
We should have a bell for corrections.
And Pauline, it's your turn.
Okay. Who are the only three writers to win two Pulitzer Prize Awards in fiction, and name the books for which they won?
Two for fiction, both for fiction.
Yes.
Pulitzer Prize, wow.
So there's three authors who have won two.
Steinbeck?
No.
How far back are we going?
Beginning of the 20th century.
Well, that far. Okay.
Hemingway?
No.
Two authors who won two Pulitzer Prizes. I have to think about that.
Okay.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is this me?
It is you.
Hi, I'm Julie from Alamo Square.
Hi.
Hi, I've got an answer for the Bruce Springsteen video.
Oh, yes.
Courtney Cox.
Absolutely, I think.
And then the actor that you were looking for Cryan from
Yes.
Is the guy from Lost, Josh Holloway?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Very good.
That's all I know.
Well, that's good.
That's good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. What do these, what were the first two color films to win the Best Picture Award back-to-back? What were the first two color films to win the Academy Award for Best Picture back-to-back?
So we're talking 40s?
No, after that.
Oh.
Both very famous. Very, very famous films.
No idea.
And I'll give you, since we've got 15 minutes or 14 minutes, it was in the 1950s.
Okay.
What were the first two color films to win the Academy Award for Best Picture back-to-back?
I think you're the only one who could have got that.
I don't know about that. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
For three-letter body parts, did anyone get lid as an eyelid?
No, you have to say eyelid, though.
No.
Not just lid.
No. I think you do. Yeah, I agree with Jane.
Yeah, no, that's why I didn't count that one. I didn't count cap for kneecap either.
There's also the three-letter word that also means donkey.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That is a body part.
That's slang.
You didn't say it couldn't be slang.
That's just
a
doctor's call.
All right, go ahead.
And a serious one.
All right.
Can you give me, please, the ratio between the number of people in the United States and the number of handguns in the United States?
There are 316 million or something people in the United States.
One out of three, something like that.
Oh, it's more. I'm sure it's more than that.
Because some people have many. They make up for those who don't have any.
Yeah. Ratio. Okay.
This is an answer I don't want to hear.
I'll say...
How about one in two?
No, that's close, but odds are that someone on the panel has a handgun.
No, I don't think so.
Not on this panel. Anyway.
Not on this panel.
Yeah, it's 1 to 2.6.
Yeah, so, I believe it.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Mm.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. If you'd like to join us with a question or answer, the number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Dana. This is Judy in Berkeley.
Hi, Judy.
Bonfire of the Vanities, Tom Wolfe, is Masters of the...
That's right.
Oh, very
and,
good.
The old Pynchon family is the House of Seven Gables.
Oh, awesome.
Very good.
Good
very
job
good.
On that.
Very good. And okay. What about January and Exceptionally Bad Start?
Well, that sounds familiar, but I don't know.
Okay. You did good.
All right. Good night.
Thanks. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. Huh? Me. I believe it is.
Mm-hmm. It is, yes.
Okay. For the Alamo.
Yes.
That isn't a dog. The names sound like they might be the names of a chimp.
Not a chimp. They do have that sound to them, I agree, but it's not a chimpanzee.
Okay, it's not a chimpanzee, yeah. And probably the only other thing I could think of was a horse.
Not a horse either.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
And Jerry, do you have something short?
Okay. What was the first Broadway musical to use excerpts from the show in a TV commercial?
Hmm.
70s.
Long-running show?
Yeah.
But what the TV commercial, was it, was the commercial for the show?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it didn't run nationally. It just ran in New York probably, right?
I think it ran nationally.
Really?
I'm not sure. That's a good question. Could have just been in New York. It probably was in New York in the early days, yeah.
70s. Hmm.
Is it something that still comes up pretty often?
What, the show or the question?
The show.
The show is still well known.
Because I'm thinking if it's something that's pretty often like cabaret...
No, in fact, I think it's in revival right now.
Okay. How about Fiddler on the Roof?
On Broadway. No. No, that's a good guess. No.
Revival.
Okay. And let's go to a call.
Oh, wait, 70s. Godspell?
No. Very good guess.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Excellent guess.
Hi. That me?
It is you.
Hi. I think I'm a little late on everything. I had more than 10 body parts.
Oh, you had. Well, which are the ones
you're
you
a very unusual person.
After somebody called in and you listed them all, I crumpled up a piece of paper, so I no longer know what I had that you didn't have.
All right.
Okay, and Masters of the Universe, I think somebody just answered that, but I thought Cider House Rules started with that.
No, it's actually Bonfire of the Vanities.
So they were just playing on that. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, someone called in with that. That's correct. That's okay, the correct answer.
Can I have a bell for the 10 body parts?
Of course you can.
It sounds like Cider House Rules, but no.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, appreciate it. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
The actress in the Aerosmith video.
Yes.
Liv Tyler.
I'm not sure, because somebody said Alicia Silverstone, and I had Josh Holloway was the actor that I had for that.
Well, there was a video. Alicia was in a couple videos.
She was in an Aerosmith video. I don't know if it was
in
that
a couple Aerosmith videos.
Yeah.
I thought she was in that one. She was in three, but I think.
Right.
And
give you credit for that.
She was with Liv Tyler in one of them.
Oh, perhaps.
Right. Right. You're probably right about that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good night.
All right. And Pauline, your turn.
Okay, name this bromeliad, the first ever to leave the New World, in quotes, brought to Europe by Columbus.
The first what?
This what?
Bromeliad.
What's that?
What the hell is that?
Oh, it's a kind of plant.
You're supposed to know that.
No, bromeliad is a pretty popular,
it's
a term that's used quite a bit.
Well, you have to be more specific.
Well, no, if I'm more specific, I'm going to give it away. It's a plant. Fruit plant, I'll tell you that, that bears a fruit that was brought to Europe by Columbus. It's one that...
It's
not a potato.
It's not a potato, and it's neither associated with Columbus, nor is it associated with the place it's indigenous to. Nowadays, it's much more associated with other places than...
Tomatoes?
No.
Pomegranate?
No.
And you said it was a fruit?
Yes.
Bananas?
No.
Orange?
Now, how many are you going to go through?
That's all I'm going to go
okay.
through.
Okay.
No. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Oh, good. I turned off my video. But Liv Tyler and Alicia Silverstone were both in Crying video. I don't know who the guy, if there was a guy in it.
Yeah, Josh Holloway.
Oh, there was a guy. I only remember the women. but speaking of men, that was Arsenio Hall and Paul Abdul straight up video because they were doing the dance thing.
That's not who I have. I have somebody who, and I don't think of Arsenio Hall. I mean, I think of him as a comedian. I don't. And entertainer. I don't think of
well,
him.
He's certainly a comedian.
Huh?
I think he's a comedian.
Yeah, but I had asked actor, specifically, like movie actor.
Mm-hmm. No,
well,
right.
He was in the video. Okay. I know that's him.
And he did make a few movies.
Yeah, well, he was dancing with Paula, and that's the famous
We give you credit.
Okay.
I don't know the other. What was the fourth video we were talking about?
Let's see. We've got the Alanis Morissette Walk Away.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen that one.
Okay. And Pink's Trouble.
I've never even heard that song, to be honest.
Pink's Trouble and Trisha Yearwood's Walk Away Joe.
Yeah, I don't remember the act. It was an actor. I can't think of his name.
Oh, very much in the news these days.
Yeah, I've seen his. I remember the face, but I can't think of the name, and I only remember
Matthew McConaughey.
Yes, Matthew McConaughey.
He was hot then, and he was
Walk
unknown.
Away Joe.
Right.
Sorry
right.
about that. Oh, well.
That's where he got to start.
All right.
I don't know all the women. What can I say? Thank you.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Brian from San Francisco again.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, I have two guesses here. One is, I think I just read that Philip Roth won two Pulitzer Prizes.
No, he never. I don't believe so.
I don't have them on my list,
sure,
and I don't think
one
so.
One even.
I thought I had read that. And the other is the bromeliad. Is it an artichoke?
It's not an artichoke, but that's a good guess.
Oh, well. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. I don't know
if he gets a bell just for knowing what that word is.
I'm not sure Philip Roth ever won the Pulitzer Prize.
I don't think he's been waiting for a Nobel.
Yeah, forever. Yeah.
He might have won.
I think he got frustrated and stopped writing.
I think he might have written one, it seems to me.
I think for Pastoral, maybe. That's one of his best books, yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening, Sparky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
The straight-up video, how about Wesley Snipes?
Straight up.
Yeah.
I don't know if I don't think I had that one. I had Forever Your Girl.
Oh, Forever Your Girl, yeah.
That's not who I have, though.
Well, okay, then it's not the right answer, then.
Doesn't mean it's not right. It just means it's not who I had.
No, I mean, if my guess doesn't agree with what you have answered, then we're wrong. You had a trio of animals. How about they were pigs?
Not pigs.
You know, doing Arnold Zippel on Green Acres.
Or Babe.
But you're in the right area in terms of TV shows. A regular TV show.
Yeah. Or Bears?
Not Bears. Oh, no. I love Gentle Ben, though.
Okay, I'm skipping all that. And Dana, your two movies. How about Around the World in 80 Days and Bridge on the River Kwai?
No. Why? Nope.
No.
No. I mean, they're both in color. You're right, but they weren't
the
first.
Yeah, they were in color.
Yes.
Huh. That's a good guess. Yeah.
So,
got to be around that time. Okay.
All right. We got to run. Thank you. Okay. Bye. Time to clean up. What do we got?
Okay. Maria Cuchera is the failed nun and music teacher in The Sound of Music.
That's right.
Her real name, played by Mary Martin and Julie Andrews.
Oh.
She just died at 91.
Right.
And the first Broadway musical to use excerpts from the show in a commercial is Pippin.
Oh, Pippin.
And the chapter, January, an exceptionally bad start, is Bridget Jones' Diary.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Should have had that. Okay, the bromeliad that was brought over was the pineapple, which is indigenous to the area in Brazil. Let's see. Mitzi Little Bit and Mr. Gipper all share the role of Flipper.
Oh.
Jeremy Renner starred in Pink's Trouble. Matt LeBlanc got a start as the hustler in Alanis Morissette's Walk Away, and Elijah Wood was in Paula Abdul's Forever Your Girl. And then the winners of the Pulitzer Prize, Booth Tarkington won for The Magnificent Ambersons and Alice Adams. William Faulkner won for A Fable and The Reavers, and John Updike won for A Rabbit Is Rich and Rabbit at Rest.
Okay. Oh. The first two color films to win the Academy Award for Best Picture back-to-back, An American in Paris in 51 and The Greatest Show on Earth in 1952. If we didn't get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight is author Jerry Nachman. From Berkeley, teacher Pauline Teichman. Thank you very much, Pauline. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to Kevin Vance for handling the board and the phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. Have a great week, everybody. Please join us next Sunday at 7. Bye-bye.
If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet. If you ain't got, you get. If it ain't gross, it's net. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't sis, you can't miss. It's got to be your brother. Can't you see it's got to be one way or the other? If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank. If it ain't being, it's frank. It's got to be this or that.